Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hey everybody. Oh my goodness. It's one of those Monday mornings. I don't know. We listened to our intro and it always makes us laugh because when we listen to our intro, it generally takes us back to when we had to record it. I don't know. How many times do you think we had to do that?
702.
702 times. And so then we forget that we're live. And so then like a little giggle comes out and that sets us off. So at least we know we're starting our fabulous Monday morning here in a higher vibration of laughter and love and peace. That's the way to go for a Monday morning, especially here in San Diego, where it's still gloomy and overcast, but it's like 1,000 degrees and like we live in, you know, the Hawaiian Islands right now. So I'm wondering how you all are doing. We are so excited for our topic today of psychic drama. So we'll get into that in a second. We are going to be taking live call-ins again. We're going to be doing those every week. So put that on your calendar. I'm excited today because I have two of my favorite decks right now, and that is our Queen of the Moon Oracle and then our Black Moon Oracle as well, seeing how tomorrow is a new moon. So it's a great time for us to release. It's a great time for us to think about what we want to put out in the universe for those intentions, how we want to manifest and create. We have a workshop coming up tomorrow night on that as well. So make sure you guys share it for everyone and let them know that we are taking some live call-ins around 8:30. But I do want to get to the topic because this is kind of a
tricky.
Well, what's the word? What's
delicate?
The word? Not a delicate topic, but this happens more often than not. And unfortunately, over the past probably 6 months or so, we've actually seen it happen once every other week. We're getting a call. We're getting, you know, somebody that wants a consultation. And when we ask them, you know, how do they hear of us or what's going on? Obviously, we don't get the details because it's a psychic medium reading. But we want to know kind of how they found us. And it's generally because they had a reading with another psychic medium, maybe just a medium, and it left them uneasy. It left them wondering, pondering, questioning, having a lot of questions. And some have ended in a fear-based reaction. And they know either they've had a reading for us before, because we're very big proponents of go see other mediums, take workshops and classes from other mediums, other psychics, learn and experience all those different ways that they process, and then put them in your tool belt and use those if you're going to be doing this line of work, or use those just in your everyday life. So we actually had one that came up this past week that really kind of unnerved us to the core, to where we actually had a different show plan for today and thought, you know what, we can't let this go anymore. So the psychic drama part of it is what happens when you leave a reading more upset, more questions, and in a sense of fear and disconnect. And so that's why we're focusing on that topic today. So for the first thing, everybody always wants to know, and you know, we get asked this as well. You know, if we've read people a few times, it's like maybe go see somebody different. They'll have a different perspective. We all see different levels and realms, and different angels and spirit guides will come through. They always ask us, well, how do I choose the right psychic?
Yeah, they do. And the key to that, I think, is homework. Do your homework. And that's, I think, sometimes people, they find one and they, I don't know, they grip onto them and they don't want to see anybody else. They just want this one person. And it's, I don't know, it's when you shop around and you get different readings from different people, you get, like she said, you get a little bit of see how they do it. And it's just all learning and it's all good. So, but it's important to do your homework and find reputable people to entrust, I don't know, your time with.
Absolutely. The other part is when you start finding them. So I have some near and dear clients to our hearts. They, you know, a lot of our clients end up becoming family after a period of time. And when I was really first getting out there and putting all of my information on different search engines, different areas, like we're based out of Oceanside, California. I was working out of San Diego a lot and had, you know, the opportunity to work with some fabulous people up in the Temecula area who, you know, helped get my name out there as well. Right. And we'll discuss that as something on a different topic or a different segment here, about supporting your community in this field. But when I asked them how they heard about me, she said, I read your reviews. So that's the first thing for me, is to definitely look into the reviews of that psychic or that medium and see what other people are saying, because that does give you a baseline of what it is that they, you know, specialize in. You know, a lot of times people will say, oh my goodness, you know, they brought through my grandmother, my grandfather, and a good friend of mine from high school. You're going to know they're really in that mediumship category and they're really communicating with past loved ones. Or you'll see ones where they'll have, oh, the direction they gave me, in 6 months I had a new job, and by the end of the year I had a new car, and, you know, I was pregnant. Those are using your psychic senses. So also understanding, I think, you know, especially in our mediumship 101 classes that we've been teaching, is deciphering what is psychic abilities and what are mediumship abilities, because then you're going to know. If you're just looking to reach out to a loved one, you know, who are you going to go to?
A medium.
A medium.
You want to talk to a medium.
You want to talk to a medium, so you have that direct connection. If you're looking for direction and you're looking for oracle cards and you're looking for someone to help kind of do the guidance readings, then you're going to a
psychic.
Yay. And there are, actually, I like the quote that you say. So explain kind of the difference, or just...
All mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. So again, there are some, the mediums, they are the ones who communicate with your crossed over loved ones, angels and guides. And then psychics are more, I don't want to say telling the future. It's just more intuition, feelings,
using
directions.
Using your clairs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's the first part, is understand what type of reading are you looking for. The second one, our favorite, referrals.
Oh, absolutely. That says it all.
Yeah.
If you can talk to somebody, I mean, have a one-on-one conversation, and they can share with you their experience, what they liked, what they didn't, that's so helpful. And seek those out and look on the websites, look on the psychics websites, their Facebook pages, their Instagrams. I mean, you're always going to have that person or two that writes something on there that they, you know, but a majority of the time, the clients will take the time and write a really, really nice review. Or, you know, even if they didn't like it, read about why they didn't like it.
Absolutely. Because that's going to give you know what? Not every psychic medium is for each person. So maybe if they had, you know, 90% good reviews and a couple people didn't resonate with them, well, that takes you to that next section of like, what are the vibes you're feeling? You know, do you feel like the stuff that you saw in those reviews resonates with you? Or are you thinking, I don't know, I kind of do feel the energy leaning towards those reviews that weren't so positive, or, you know, they didn't mesh. It's the biggest part.
Yeah. And then also, so you have one chosen, you go to them, and we'll get to that in the next segments. But it's a lot about how, what are you feeling during the reading? You know, just because you get a reading from somebody doesn't mean you have to like go all in, you know? So if you're not getting those good vibes and things aren't feeling right, then, you know, it's okay. Just don't go to them again.
Right.
But you don't have to put all your eggs in one mediumship basket.
That's absolutely true. You know, a mediumship basket. I like that. That's going to be
Is
another
that my
one
quote for the day.
It's a quote
Perfect.
For the day. Don't put all of your psychic eggs in your mediumship basket. So with that saying, you also want to use discernment, right? When choosing that person, because what you're doing is you're allowing them into your energy field. You are allowing them to come in and speak with your past loved ones. And, you know, I always find that Whoopi Goldberg, when she plays
Oda May,
you see her in the beginning, right? And she's got her sisters there, and that lady's into everything. And so the lady's over there praying that so-and-so comes through, and she starts to say it, and you see her one eye opening. There are those mediums and psychics out there, right? But if you can trust that gut instinct and be like, okay, this just doesn't feel right. Even when you get to a location, if you're going somewhere to have a reading and you go to sit down, you can get up. That's the part that gets me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to talk about that too, is just it's like nobody is more important in this situation, in these readings, than you and how you're feeling.
Yep.
And if those medium or mediums aren't making you feel valued or empowered, don't be afraid to get up and leave. And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, just, you know, unfortunately, you dumped however much money into that hour, but it's a learning experience, because from everything we do, we learn from it, whether we want to do it again or nope, this wasn't for me. But you don't have to, you know, believe every word that's coming out of their mouth as gospel. If it doesn't feel right, it doesn't feel right. And that's where your intuition and that's where your discernment come in. And believe it or not, everybody's got, if they listen to it, they've got that sense, the intuition, and they know. You get those feelings that you get.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, to close off this section here before we go to break, is that if they offer a money back guarantee, you can usually feel, in my opinion, for the people that I've worked with who offer that, a genuine connection and a genuine connection to you and your loved ones, that if they cannot give you what you were looking for in that reading, if you walk away unhappy with that particular, you know, reading or session or whatever it might be, and they've offered you that money back guarantee, that talks about their authenticity. And that's something that's also key. So that would be something to look for as well. So our next segment coming up, we're going to talk about what happens if the information doesn't resonate. Because this is the part that just chaps my hide, folks. I need to take some deep breaths, especially with this last go around of helping out someone who was in this situation, who kept taking in all of that and it didn't resonate with them. And then all of a sudden they've spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars to realize, when they step back and look at it, that that wasn't
the case,
unfortunately. So we will be back shortly. You guys can also check us out on our website, www.shadesofspirit.com. You can check us out on our Facebook page and our Instagram at Shades of Spirit LLC. And we will be back after this short break. Thank you, everybody.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning, to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty, beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth, and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole. Hello.
We are Shades of Spirit, obviously, since you're watching our show. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Our topic today is psychic drama. This came from us having some experiences over the past, I'd say, 6 months or so. And it happens off and on, and that's okay. But it really seems to be something that's unfortunately increasing. And that's people going to psychics or psychic mediums, getting readings, and leaving in a sense of fear or dissatisfaction. I can't say that today. Also, it puts them into that space of like also thinking that those of us that are authentic and humbled in what we do are just speaking out of our, well, you know. So we had someone come to us last week. This would be the fourth person in 6 months who has come to us asking us to add more clarification to their particular reading that they had with another medium because they were so unsettled after that process. And unfortunately, sometimes they wait days or even weeks and their energy vibration keeps lowering and lowering and lowering because they're feeling more and more alone or the outcome or prognosis of what this, you know, psychic told them for their future. Oh my gosh, like I'm going to end up with this illness and I've got this going on and I'm never going to come out of this job and this person's using me and all of this stuff starts to compound on them. And the biggest part for us is that if we do not leave you better than when you sat down with us,
we haven't done our job.
We have not done our job. But the delivery and the approach is also just as important when we're doing these readings with someone. So are there times where we see things that may not be for their highest and best at that point in time because we're looking into their life path, we're moving into their energy? Sometimes, but it's how the delivery goes and how I love working with Spirit Walker Nicole because she can speak to their angels and their spirit guides. And I'm talking to their loved ones and their guides and we're working together in order to find the solution to help them on that path. And that's not what was given last week. And it really got to the point where we changed our entire topic, like I talked about in the first segment, to revolve around this. Because at the end of the day, I'm sorry, I was pissed. And if I was pissed, you have not met Spirit Walker Nicole, folks. We were fuming at the fact that this client came back to us and said, I was referred to, you know, by somebody else. I went ahead and went and tried out this person. And then all of a sudden it snowballed into more money. And more money. And oh my gosh, well, you need this. And oh my gosh, this needs to happen. And then the follow through wasn't there. Emails weren't getting back to the client. It just became this absolute mess.
Because it's fear-based tactics.
Yep.
Unfortunately, some unscrupulous, if you will, mediums and psychics will use fear-based tactics in order to get you to come back. You know, they might say something like, some of your chakras are blocked. For $29.95, I can clear those up for you. That's a scam. That is a scam.
Exactly. So the first thing we want to talk about is when a psychic or medium is leading the conversation. Okay. So I have heard readings from other clients after the fact, after I've tuned in and helped them kind of gain some perspective and reevaluate that situation and raise their energy back up to empowerment. And you hear a lot of people leading. So they'll say something along the lines of, you have a brother? Oh, no, I have a sister. Oh, yeah, well, that explains it. But my brother's gay. Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, that's that feminine energy. So if you have a lot of those, you know, so you have or so I'm seeing, can you describe something for me? Before they've given you any validating information, that's a red flag right there.
Yeah, they're like leading you down a road and then asking questions along the way and using your answers to kind of fit the narrative mm-hmm. that they're taking you down with.
The next part for me is that gut check. So sometimes we get so wrapped up in it that we're so hopeful that certain people will come through. We go see a medium, so we want to connect with our loved ones, right? We really, especially ones that maybe have just passed, and I just want to make sure they're okay. And, you know, it's out of the goodness of our own heart. But if they start saying things to you that don't resonate, like, you know, okay, well, I've got your grandfather coming through. You've already told him your grandfather passed and you were hoping you were connecting with him. Some mediums will sit down and say, who are you looking to connect with today? Before even doing any other type of validation work with you. So if all of a sudden you get halfway through and they're trying to make that person or that situation fit for you, that's when you need to do that gut check and be like, oh, my grandfather didn't wear glasses. And now you start second guessing the knowledge you have of those loved ones or of the direction that you were taking. That's where you need to step back and be like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right.
If it doesn't feel right, then you have to trust yourself and you have to know that. And that's when you either leave or you just, but you don't have to believe everything that, because if it, again, intuition, discernment, that all comes into play. And you do that gut check. And if the information, if they tell you something that is suddenly very scary, or even if they can help you with another session, no.
So another part for me is when your psychic medium or psychic or medium, whoever you're seeing at the time, starts storytelling. And they use a lot of their own experiences. You know what, folks? My experiences is not giving you a reading from your past loved ones or your spirit team for direction. There will be times where I will be able to relate. So when I was in the process of getting a divorce and we started telling people, I had 5, 6, 7 different clients all in a row coming to me who had things similar to what I was going through. Well, yes, we learn through living here on this, you know, we came into this world to learn, right? We're at Earth School, so they call it. So yes, I could put a little bit of my life into it to make it relatable to my client, to let them know that I understand what they're going through. But I'm connecting with their spirit team for their highest and best and the direction. But if your psychic medium spends half your reading on themselves and the things that, you know, that they've experienced and tries to manipulate the reading so that now you feel like you're them, that's a mirror effect, and that's not okay.
Yeah, if you know more about your medium at the end of your reading than you do about your spirit team or your loved ones, what they have to say, something's wrong.
Absolutely. So with that note, what happens when you walk away from a reading, which this happens just recently, and you are in a fear-based state? Okay, we know energy tracks energy, like attracts like. You've just let your flipping client, sorry, this gets me.
Calm down.
I can't. It is Monday morning. But your client is sitting on the couch in tears because you have now taken everything away from them. And for your own profit to be able to have them come back to you again and again and again, to offer classes or whatever it might be to help them out. And they're sitting their butt on the couch thinking that they are left alone. That's not okay.
It's not.
And that was an example, which if you can imagine how this went over with Spirit Walker Nicole, this client told us that in their reading, they were told that their spirit team and their family would not come up to their level and help them and listen to their prayers and help them with guidance if they didn't do it for themselves first, and left this person feeling like they were alone.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I say this many, many times, your spirit team is there no matter what. They're your biggest fans. They have your name on the back of the jersey. They cheer you on and they suggest and they kind of try to guide and direct. But if you do go down a road, because we all have free will, that they don't necessarily want you to go down, they're going to go with you anyway, you know? And it's like you, they've got the flashlights and they're like, okay, well, here we go. They love you. They support you. They pick you up when you fall down. You're never alone. They are always there no matter what. And for someone to come to me, us, and think that their spirit team has left them because they're mad at them, It just makes me sick because that's not how angels work. Angels love you no matter what. There's no judgment there. They are always there for you no matter what. Your spirit team is always there for you. There should never be that, okay, well, they're mad at me. They're not talking to me, or they don't want to listen to me because I've made the same mistake over and over, or, you know, I have a drug addiction or an alcohol addiction. No one could love me. That is the furthest thing from the truth. They are always, always there.
Along with your loved ones. I have never had a spirit stand back and say, well, just going to let them sort this, BS out in their lives, and maybe at some point they'll come back around, and then I'll go ahead and support them. They have ascended. They have crossed over. They have worked through their life lessons, and they are there to support and love us unconditionally on the other side when they're in that space, right? So to leave someone in a space of unempowerment is ridiculous. You know, you just can't. You can't do that to another human, even though it's free will. Like, but it happens. And so that's why we wanted to cover this topic today, is to let you guys know, make sure you find the right person to do your reading, do your research, make sure you're reading reviews. If you've got it through referrals, make sure that you are looking at their websites. Look at how they're put together, how they present themselves, right? That's the biggest part we want to take away. We definitely have a couple of callers in for some readings, so we will be doing that up next. We'll also finish this segment off in between our readings with regaining your power in those situations. Make sure you like and subscribe us on our YouTube page, Shades of Spirit. We also are doing a workshop, our Release and Intentions workshop, tomorrow night. So please check that out on Shades of Spirit LLC page. We have a few openings for that. And when we come back, we will take some readings and then let you guys know also about connecting with your spirit team so you can keep that bond with them and help them guide and direct you as well. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories,
aspire higher,
and live a whole lot larger
to help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Back, everybody. All right. So we are talking about our hot topic of the week, which is psychic drama. Psychic medium Jamie here.
Spirit walker Nicole.
We are discussing what happens when you go to a psychic medium, and you get a reading which doesn't resonate with you. It leaves you feeling lesser than when you went into that door. We definitely have had times where we've had clients call us after having readings from other people and needing that clarification because they've just been so distraught over what happened throughout that reading, and it left them in a negative space. That is never going to happen with us because our goal and our mission as Shades of Spirit is to leave you much better than when you walk through that door. Even if that meant you were in a good space when you walked through the door, to elevate you even more, to give you guidance and direction from your angels and your guides, to give some messages from your loved ones, and to empower you in that space. But first, I think, Zach, before we, you know, close it off in that power mode, is I'd like to take a caller.
All right. We have Pat from Connecticut. Pat, you're on Shades of Spirit.
Ooh. I love it. Pat from Connecticut. I always get so excited that I interrupt Zach. I apologize, Zach.
Hi, Pat.
Good morning.
Hi. Initially, I thought this was you would be giving readings. That's not the case, right?
No, we're doing readings. Go ahead.
I've already pulled a card for you, Pat, if you're open to it.
Oh, I am. And I can also give you a little feedback, too, about that, what your topic.
Sure, I'd love to hear feedback. Go ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. You want to start that first, and then I'll tell you what card I was pulling for you?
Sure. It's interesting. I've had a very difficult life and very much alone raising my own son, and I guess I had a premonition, and that's what led me to psychics. It got so bad, the fear of losing my son, that I went to my first psychic, and that began my whole adult life. And in fact, it was a premonition. I did almost lose my son. But all the years, and I have to say Blog Talk Radio, which is how I find you, has guided me more than anything else in my life. It really has. And there have been, you know, I guess I've become fairly good at seeing who's good and who can get distracted with their own whatever. I think the best way for me to believe that I would have a good chance with a psychic is if they believed in God. And it's sometimes I didn't even necessarily have a strong belief, but they had to, because I knew it gave me a pretty good chance of where they were coming from as far as integrity and ethics and so on.
I like that. Absolutely. And I love that, you know, you're listening to these shows and you're using your own intuition, which is very strong, and you're finding that connection.
Yeah.
And you know where your boundaries are, which is interesting because that's the card that I actually pulled for you out of my new moon deck as well, was boundaries.
Okay. That's been difficult. It's taken me many, many years to use some discernment about some of the readers. And I got a shock recently by one that was so direct and with the answer, and I'll share it with you. I've had issues with my son. It's been wonderful. It's been a gift. But I literally had to look at him 2 years ago and say, if you continue to treat me this way, we can't. And it's been a rough healing. And then he started up with his anger again a few months ago. I then wrote him 20-page letter of things I held back from him to protect him, you know, as a child. 20 pages, and I didn't mince any words. I took it to my doctor, and he read it, and he said, why not? It's all honest. He said, most people don't have it in them to be this. Anyway, long story short, we're healing slowly.
Good.
A lot of prayer, I'm stepping back. It's up to him. Well, I asked this one woman, and she said, no, absolutely not. Sorry. You're never going to be connected with him again. And it was like, oh, my God, because it was still questionable.
Right.
And I just had to let that go and say, just let it go, Pat. You know, keep it in the back of your head. Who knows? But just keep praying. And my son is slowly, maybe she's right. Maybe it will never get more beyond text or whatever. But I can't take that in because it will only make everything bad. I can't
Absolutely.
Get it in my head. I can't
Absolutely.
Think that way. I'd project it onto him, everything.
I love that you shared, and I really appreciate that and honor you for that and sharing your story, because your story is also what somebody else is going to listen to and they're going to understand and be able to relate. The boundaries card makes sense for you, and it's
you
creating those boundaries for yourself. And I love what I'm getting for you, for me, and then we're going to go to Spirit Walker Nicole because we do have some other callers today, is that you have a spirit team that's helping you create those boundaries and your connection and your elevation. Your energy elevation over this time continues to raise, and it deepens that connection within yourself, and you definitely give that out to others. You are a natural leader is what they're showing me, and people listen to you because you speak from the heart, Pat. And having people like you tune in and kind of find us on this type of search engine and platform is an honor for us to be able to hear your story and to connect and be able to move into that vibration. I can't wait to see what Spirit Walker Nicole has for you, and then we're going to have to move on to our next caller here.
You know
yeah,
what?
So Archangel Uriel stepped in for you, and Uriel he's an angel of wisdom. He gives sparks of inspiration and motivation, and you know his message was to trust your inner knowledge. And just like we've been talking about, that gut check, you seem to know yourself very well and that information that you have. And you're just, it's fine to seek out advice and listen. But at the end of the day, it's going to be about what you feel. You're the mom in this situation. You know your kid better than anybody else. And what happens is between you guys. But no one else, I mean, just trust that. That's what Uriel is saying. Trust that inner knowledge and intuition. Good luck.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, please, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because I feel comfortable asking this with you. This has been on my mind. I had a stroke a week ago, a mini, mini stroke. Some of my thoughts were a piece of bitterness broke off and it's gone forever. But I'm also wondering, did this come from my broken heart with my son? Because it was devastating what I went through.
I'm a Reiki master as well, Pat. And I do believe that our energy can manifest into our physical body. I do believe that we also have a physical body that does break down over time because we're in human form. But
right.
to be able to tune into that energy, it's kind of coming from your chest area. And it is that part of healing. And as you heal, that energy starts to mend and it starts to shift. And they're talking about transmuting that energy out in a positive way. So if you can, go out and connect with Mother Earth and allow that energy to just move through you. And continue doing what you're doing on your own self-healing, because that self-talk is actually raising that vibration to continue to move that energy.
Okay.
And they are talking about, for me, all I see is just, you know, maybe a tweak in a certain type of medication. And to do a little bit more holistic healing as well. And I'm going to leave you with that today,
right.
Pat. Thank you so much for
Thank
calling
you so
in.
Much.
I love people who share stories.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Because it shows them that we are also aware of it, right? We're not oblivious to it in this field. And then having that empowerment within and that inner strength is what Pat was talking about, is regaining her power. And that also goes for our other clients who were able to help see past what that, you know, wall was built. And those barriers went up because of that bad news that they got or that didn't resonate with them. And for Pat to be able to be empowered and sort through it is fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But like that tweak of medication, obviously go through your doctor. I mean, she has to go through the doctor.
I'm assuming if she had a stroke, she would go to the doctor.
Yeah,
but definitely, we're not medical intuitives here.
Follow medical advice. Do what your doctors say.
But I would look into that because they'll show me that like just something in there is kind of firing a little bit differently and to talk to them about it. But they're also talking holistic.
Yeah.
And bringing that into your body as
and
well.
Work in conjunction with your doctors.
Yeah.
And yeah. Lots of things.
All right, Zach, I'm ready for our next caller.
All right. We have Micah from California.
Good morning, Micah from California.
Micah, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, ladies?
We are doing well on this cloudy, overcast, humid morning. But that's okay because we live in
California. Okay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we're in San Diego here. How are you doing?
It is the first day of school, and I'm already pulling my hair out. So I thought it'd be a good time to call in and get a little inspiration or some good words.
Well, I love that. So I was tuning in to your energy just a few minutes ago, and I got you a fabulous card. You're going to enjoy it. It's the water element and sensing. So they're already talking about tonight you're going to need to decompress and that you're going to need to connect with water. If you can even put your feet in some sort of Epsom salt bath to help clear out some of this energy. They're showing me a calendar, which means more organization is going to be needed this time around for school. So I can relate because I have three kids. They don't start school till the end of this month. So I'm in a little bit of a reprieve, but we're already trying to focus on multitasking. The older ones are pretty good. My son's going into sixth grade. So they're showing me the calendar for organization and being a little bit more on top of that with them.
Yeah, I didn't plan accordingly, apparently.
Okay, so now that's going to be something to start right into this week to start those ground, you know, ground rules, if you will, because now not only are you, you know, a mom and, you know, a substitute teacher in the background and, you know, probably working at the same time as all of this going on, it's hectic for us. So the watermelon is about calming and soothing. This card represents being connected to the flow of all things, moving with the flow. You're going to have to, as they're showing me, step back a little bit and allow them to take ownership of their schooling. And this may not go as planned for one of them, and I'm seeing male energy, because he's not going to get it until the grades come out. And then when the grades come out, it's going to be like, oh, shoot, I need to refocus. Because they're so used to now having this routine, and it was so laxed. I don't know for your district, but for our district, it was fairly lax. Like, grades never went down second semester. They could only go up.
Nope.
So those kids that, you know, were doing really well just kind of coasted, and now they're not going to be able to coast. So allowing them to step back as well and learn on their own allows you to kind of go with the flow. It's also the ability to keep, it's as a secret to yourself of like, you know what's going to happen, right? You intuitively already know. But allow them to figure this part out. It is probably best now to allow people or circumstances not to pin you down or helm you. Frankly, now you have the ability, Micah, to flow or drift out of any situation in the way that water is able to move around obstacles gently and easily. So it is just stepping back, allowing that flow to happen. A little bit more organization is what they're showing me for you. And allowing them to make some mistakes along the way so that they can learn for themselves. And that also takes that pressure and burden off of you. What do you have, Spirit Walker Nicole?
Basically, you're a rock star, just like all the other moms and dads and teachers out there. So give yourself a break. You know, it's the first day, first week. Everybody's got to fall back into that. The card I got for you was about nature spirits and going back. You know, sometimes if you feel like you're getting to that point, just take a walk. Walk outside, breathe in the outside fresh air, walk in the grass, in the sand, whatever is at your ever is at your disposal, and just let it out. It's going to be fine. Those common core math, I'm sure, is hard for everybody. So you're great.
Yeah. Well, I better go take a walk now then, because I'm already
take a walk, drink water. That's also part of it as well. You don't have to submerge yourself in it. Have a glass of wine tonight, but drink some water throughout the day. That keeps that flow going, and that keeps you connected to that element, which is going to be more calming and soothing for you. And we wish you the best, Micah.
Okay, ladies.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It is a tougher time right now. Absolutely tougher time. With that being said, I want to dive into our next caller because I'm feeling some strong energy around.
All right. We have Charlene from Canada. Charlene.
Fabulous.
Canada. Yay! Oh. Our first international caller.
Good morning, Charlene. How are you?
I can barely hear you.
Let's see. Can you hear us now? Let's see if I do it this way.
Yeah, I can hear you, but just barely.
Okay. I'm sure that Zach is able to help us on the other end. I'm not technical over here, so we will talk a little bit louder so that we can get this message to you. How are you doing today?
Okay, I'm putting you on speakerphone now.
Okay. So how is the weather out in Canada right now?
It's a bad connection.
Bummer. You know what? If we can just message her somehow, I don't know how that works, Zach. We can give her her card through Facebook.
I am calling in. I have concerns for my youngest adult daughter.
Okay.
I was wondering...
Okay, Charlene, so what they're showing me is... Got it. Okay, so she is... They're showing me she's working... Okay, working through a lot right now. You are harboring a lot of this energy as well, so it's starting to wear you down. They're more concerned about you and your health at the moment. They said this is a natural cycle for her, so I'm not sure if she has had issues in the past with what's going on. I do feel as though it's something to where this isn't new. This has been something that's been building as a child, and it gets better. They are showing me she's off balance and falling into a little bit more of kind of a stagnant period. And you're trying to help her, and you're trying to help her, and you're losing sight of the pleasure part for you in your life to help you raise your vibration in order for you to be able to help her continue raising her vibration. I am curious, though, is she kind of, I don't want to say autistic, but on the spectrum, or she overprocesses and overthinks things. And that is getting a lot into her head, because I start to get very dizzy. I know I'm like that as well, is that I can get fixated on something and process and process and process. It's about bringing her back down into her space. And I'm wondering if she has seen a doctor lately as well, because they're showing me a checkup or a check-in would be good for your peace of mind as well. But to have you connect with yourself and release this energy from you, you're not doing anything wrong. The decisions that you have made over this course of time have not put her in this position. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it makes 100% sense.
Okay. And Spirit Walker Nicole's pulled an angel card for you. So this is for you personally.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I got two cards for you, actually, okay? And it's the angel of comfort and the angel of sensitivity. And just understand that because you're the mom and you're so connected, you're going to feel these emotions maybe even more. Sometimes as empaths, we can really feel the emotions of other people, especially those closest to us. And that sort of amplifies our own energy. And you're just in the middle of that. So that's your angels letting you know that they're aware of that. They're with you, they're helping you, and they're comforting you. This is obviously a difficult and stressful time, but again, your spirit team is there. Your angels are certainly there. Make sure you call them in, because you need to call them in for them to be able to come in and intervene and help you out. But it doesn't have to be some long, complicated prayer or anything like that. You could just say or think to yourself, angels, help me. And then they are right there. And they are definitely there with you through the situation. So good luck to you.
Thank you so much for tuning
Thank
in and calling.
Thank you so much.
Of course, of course. Have a great day. Whew, I know.
That's heavy.
All right. I want to pull a quick card for Rachel before we wrap up our segment here of, you know, psychic drama and how to regain your power. Do we have Rachel on the line, Zach?
We do. We have Rachel from Texas.
Texas. Good morning, Rachel from Texas. How are you?
Rachel. Say hi.
Hello.
I like that. It's a team effort. How you doing out there in Texas today?
Oh, it's going okay. It's really hot.
Going on. Okay, so Rachel, for you, I pulled the beauty card out of the Moon Oracle. So I'm really going to stress to continue working on releasing. Use this new moon that we're coming into. It's peaking tomorrow, on letting go some more of these layers. And what they're actually showing me is this card has a bunch of butterflies on it, which is beautiful. But if you've ever seen those pictures of the silhouette standing, and then you see what looks almost like crows or black birds that are like coming off of them, and like trailing off into the distance and working their way up. That's what they're showing me for you, is to regain that sight of inner beauty. So when you get up in the morning and the first thing you do when you look in that mirror is to remind yourself that you are a beautiful, young, empowered woman. And that's going to put your energy vibration up to a level that you're going to attract that same energy throughout the day. That's going to be number one for me. Number two is to remind that that inner beauty is also the kind soul and heart that you have within, and that people are seeing that. It's hard now because of COVID and we're more, you know, contained in these little boxes, but people are seeing that, and you are affecting other people's lives to this day. But you've got to reconnect with that inner beauty and allow those crows to take and release that energy from you back up to your angels and guides and let them transmute that energy. So I would definitely Google that picture and maybe keep it on your phone as a screensaver for a couple of days as that gentle reminder as we move through this moon cycle. What do you have, Nicole?
So I have, first of all, it's card number 11. So for all my number peoples out there, they know what's up with this, with that number. If you don't, let us know and we'll be happy to help you.
That'll be an extra topic.
Yeah, absolutely. Inner strength. Okay. You have great courage and kindness. You may not realize how strong and powerful you are, but there's no problem you can't solve. And listen to this part of the card. The compassion you so freely give to others must also be given to yourself. And my favorite line is, stand strong in your convictions if the right answer to tell somebody is no. And sometimes that's the hardest thing we can do, is just have those boundaries and say no. And we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We always want to help and all that stuff. But sometimes the best thing to do is just say no in order to protect your own self. You got to take care of yourself in order to be the best version of yourself to help other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. I hope that gives you some sort of, I like that your team just called it a game plan for the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. No, I definitely resonated with me.
Fabulous. Well, thank you for calling in and supporting the show. We hope to hear from you next week because that's always fun. We love that.
Yes.
All right, Nicole, to wrap up our psychic drama episode here, right? Mm-hmm. We've talked about how to find the right psychic. We've talked about how to connect with that gut check, right? To really feel that energy within. Read the referrals, read the reviews on them. Let's see, what else have we talked about?
What to do if information doesn't resonate. Mm-hmm. Just know that your spirit, no fear-based tactics. If you guys take nothing else, no fear-based tactics. If somebody is continuously asking you for money, or you know, maybe telling you problems that you didn't even know you had, but they can fix it for the low price of whatever.
Right.
No, step away. It is time to step away from that. And then, you know, it's about regaining your power, and don't walk away from a psychic or a reading living in fear. Or, I mean, that's not what it's about. Trained, well-trained psychics and people that have that true and authentic connection are not going to leave you that way. Your team, because, you know, like for Jamie and I, when we get ready for a reading, our client is the most important person in that reading. And we connect with their team prior to the reading for empowerment and good, clear messages. Mm-hmm. And if there is a problem, solutions. Not money-based solutions, but advice, things like that. And you should feel uplifted, motivated, inspired even. I mean, it's important to just understand that that's the way a reading is supposed to go. It shouldn't leave you scared.
Or alone.
Yeah.
So one more time to reiterate, your angels, your guides, your loved ones, okay? All the way up to that God, source, whatever you want to call it, are never ever going to step back and let us flounder, because guess what? Our spirit team, our angels, they know what we were here to accomplish. They know what our life path is, the journey we're supposed to take. And if all we have to do is say, please guide me in alignment, direct me into that, you know, or redirect me on my course of action to what it is that I wanted to learn and accomplish here at Earth School, I'm connected. I'm listening. I'm ready. They love you. We love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for tuning in again this week. Next week, it'll be another fun-filled topic as well. Can't wait. You can also book your session with us. You can call 858 858- 684-7575. You can text or leave a message if you're interested in one of our sessions. Check out our website, shadesofspirit.com. It goes through all the different things that we offer. You can also check out the events happening on Shades of Spirit LLC on our Facebook page. And you can also rewatch this as soon as we get done on transformationtalkradio.com or on their Facebook page as well. Thank you all for a fabulous morning with us. We can't wait to do this again next week. Have a fabulous week. We'll see you all later. Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on transformationtalkradio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.